Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting third. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hector Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Saul Raghavan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Saul Raghavan. And now, play ball. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boone. Stewart moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stewart scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Boone scores. Hegan goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-1 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-1 in the game. Berardino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-1 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-1 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to third. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dente bunts towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Berardino covering, for the out. Rodriguez scores. Lawler moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Saul Roggoven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roggoven is 0-for-1 in the game. Roggoven strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simpson. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Simpson steals second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso bunts towards the mound. Wynn juggles the ball. That's an error on Wynn. Robinson moves to third. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler is walked intentionally. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dente hits a fly ball towards center. Dobie catches it and throws to Easter, who throws to third to double up Minoso. Robinson scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Coleman now playing right field. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simpson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Saul Roggoven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roggoven is 0 for 2 in the game. Roggoven hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Roggoven moves to second. 1 out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Barney McCoskey pinch hits for Johnny Berardino. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Combs now playing second base. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rodriguez strikes out. There goes Minoso. The throw from Hegan to Boone, and Minoso is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easter for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.